was super cold this morning when I walked to work. The music is playing. We've had Jarrett Payton and Paul Charchian on. Mark Grody keeps saying Bears. This is Raheem and Harris with Mark Grody on the score. So you know what time it is now? It's football time.
He just keeps saying it. I don't know what's going on. He just won't stop saying Bears.
The best was your Kyle Long interview last week. I think you said Bears 15 times.
He was triggering me. He knew what he was doing.
Instead of saying yes, you were saying Bears.
Bears, Bears. And I gave him 10 Bears. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
I gave him 10 Bears at the end, and he said something like, well, thank you for your approval, Grody.
At least he had fun with it.
He did. He did have fun.
Kyle Long is a Bears. He will play along with that type
He's
of stuff.
He's a bear. What do you think?
He is a bear.
He's a bear.
That's why he got 10.
Yeah, Bears. 10 Bears.
And his entire career was with?
Bears.
There it
He's
is.
He's a bear for life. He said that. He said that. And I got
BFL,
goosebumps.
Bear for life.
BFL.
Or B4L.
Yeah.
Just do the number 4.
Yeah, bruh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We're too hype. We're too hype for this prediction segment already.
I'm overstimulated. I'm the lead. Goodbye.
So this is the brainchild of one Robert Triano.
Bob Tree.
The Bob has come into the building and suggested we do this segment.
Hey, all, it's me, Bob. All right, so it is week one. Games officially start today, so we need to have our predictions in a little time capsule. You guys will put your word on the line, your predictions on the line, and we will pull this up later in the year to see how right you are or how wrong you are. I have 7 questions for you guys, couple Bears, couple total NFL. Question number 1, will Caleb Williams throw for 4,000-plus yards? Layla Rahimi.
Yes. I don't know why I'm saying it. I just really want it to happen. I feel like he got pretty close with a terrible situation last year. Over 3,500. So yes. Yes, he will throw for over 4,000 yards. Especially since I don't know who's the running back.
I mean, come on.
Outside of DeAndre Swift. You know what we mean.
No. I know what you meant. But when I said come on, I mean, of course he's going to throw for 4,000 yards. Unless he gets hurt.
Why'd you do that? Why did you have to?
Well, that's why he wouldn't throw for 4,000 yards. I'm putting the caveat in there. If he's healthy, he's going to throw for 4,000 yards. I don't think I'm going out on a limb when I say that by the second half of this season, it's definitely going to be a thing. And I'm like excited about the Caleb Williams era under Ben Johnson, because that's going to be a very different thing than what the Caleb era was under Matt Eberflus. Okay, so just, it's a thing. It's 235.29 yards per game to get to 4,000. He's going to get it.
Do me a favor, guys, if you can, and look up how many quarterbacks threw for 4,000 yards last year, and I think that will help to add to my answer, which is no, I don't think he will throw for 4,000 yards.
What? Come
I think,
on!
However, I have,
so
look,
close!
Stand by. We did this, and I have to say, I have stand a by. Very specific... Yes, stand by. I have a very specific number, 3,856 yards. I'll even go as far as to tell you... You know what? I won't tell you the touch. You'll have to listen to the podcast to get my touchdown numbers and my interception numbers and even quarterback rating for Caleb Williams, but I think he falls just short of 4,000 yards this year, and I think it's because of what I've been feeling and seeing in the way that they have been playing in the preseason and some of the training camp, that it's going to be a lot of DeAndre Swift, and hopefully that is effective. And look, I think, what do we keep hearing? What is one of the number one stress things this year to Caleb Williams from this coaching staff? And the last coaching staff said it as well. You don't have to be a hero. Make the simple plays. Let your playmakers make plays. And I know that those yards get added to Caleb Williams's numbers, but I just think he's going to fall just short. I do think in his career he will have 4,000 with the Bears, but just short this year.
Okay, 14 players played 17 games last year. 6 of them threw for 4,000 yards.
Yeah.
And look.
So only 6 players had 4,000 yards last year?
But when it came to the just short category, that's a pretty impressive group as well.
Yeah, and I'm putting Caleb Williams just short, so I don't think I'm too out of control by saying that. Or out of line.
Bears. Who remembered that Baker Mayfield had an even 4,500 yards on the nose?
Really?
Yeah.
In that trash division, he should.
Caleb Williams is throwing for over 4,000 yards. If he's not, that's a disappointment, or Bajent took over. That's just what happens.
Like,
meaning he got hurt. Happened. Unless you're saying Bajent took over for other reasons.
I don't know.
Baby TZ.
What am I saying?
Gut feeling he is not going to hit 4,000 yards this year. Grody, we are so close. The first number that popped in my head, 3,830.
Wow.
3,830 passing yards for Caleb Williams.
Write it down.
Bro. Write that down.
I agree with Grody's overall sentiment. I will say this. I expect him to be down late in some games and be chucking that thing.
But I do think it has a lot to do with what your run game is going to do. Like, for example, the guy who won the Super Bowl last year at QB only threw for 29-some-odd yards. So, 2,900-some-odd yards.
Saquon Barkley's not walking out of that tunnel.
Yeah, precisely. And you know, for example, Tua Tagovailoa, he had a 70% completion rate, but he only threw for 2,867.
Because he missed six games.
But 4,000 for Caleb Williams? Let's do it.
Second question, Bears related as well. In the NFC North, I added this question last minute, so good luck. What will the Bears' record be in the NFC North this year? Two games against the Vikings, Packers, and Lions each.
Okay, so I just looked at the schedule and went win-loss, win-loss, win-loss. Now I've got to do more math. So while I tabulate, I turn the floor to somebody else.
3-3. 3-3 in the division. I've got them winning the game, obviously, Monday night. I've got them losing at Detroit. I've got them winning at Minnesota. I've got them losing at Green Bay. I've got them winning at home against the Packers, and I have them losing the season finale against the Lions.
Good God. I will go 3-3 as well. I'll be honest with you, I don't have the breakdown of which ones they're going to win.
They won all the home
games
on mine. They lost all the road games.
Yeah, I like that, but I do feel better about the division because you have a coach who comes from the division and has seen it and clearly is very confident about going up against the other coaches in the division, as we know with Matt LaFleur, and game planning against Kevin O'Connell, and he's done pretty good against him as well. So I'm not going to get carried away. I will say 3 wins against the division this year.
They are finishing 2-4 in the division, and I'm just going to say this on record because this is a time capsule. If the Bears beat the Detroit Lions, I will come into work in clown makeup or a dunce hat. I will do that. I will wear that because that's how confident they are going to be. The Bears are going 0-2 against the Lions this
year. The reason you're saying that is hilarious is because that last game, Detroit might not play its starters. You don't know that.
Then I put it on the line. Okay. That's what's happening. That's how confident I feel. Baby,
I have lipstick that I can do for you. Wait, good. I did the math. I mean, it's only 6 games. It's not like it took me forever.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah.
Are you ready, Layla?
Yeah.
Gut feeling, 2-4. They are going to get swept by the Detroit Lions.
The part of Layla is now being played by Tyler.
He did say baby T. He did say baby T.
Oh, he said, yeah, Robbie said baby T before you
my
said
bad.
That.
Communication breakdown.
Sorry. If we were all in the car together, we would fall off a cliff.
No, because I'd be behind the wheel. We'd probably run into another car.
Technically, I drive the show, actually.
Stop every hour to get gas and stretch because you don't want the car to get too overtaxed, too. That's what would happen.
Where would
we
all go if we all got in a car together?
Hell. 2-4. What's my mark?
That's why I'm driving.
2-4
for
the mark.
We're going to talk off.
2-4, unfortunately, because I think they beat the Vikings twice. But Micah Parsons really kind of changes the issue here in Green Bay, and I'm not happy about it.
Next question. We stick in the NFC North. Who wins the NFC North?
Detroit.
+1.
They're going to be healthy. They won't have a billion people on injured reserve like they did last year. The odds of that happening are astronomical, so Detroit.
Their players are all back. Aiden Hutchinson is healthy. I'm not as into the whole they don't have they don't have their offensive coordinator, they don't have their defensive coordinator, they don't have their running backs coach, and there's more. So I get there to be some adjustment to it, but if you can't find a way to make that talent work, then shame on you in Detroit. So it's still the Lions at the top of the division.
I would agree that it's the Lions at the top of the division. I'm going to go ahead and just... Is it a clean sweep?
Yeah, it's a clean sweep right there.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to pick here.
Okay.
I mean, the Bears are going to be pretty good this year.
That's for me.
I'll go with the Lions. Yeah, the Lions are going to be good.
Okay, Robbie, you're dismissed.
13-4 for the Detroit Lions.
Go put your clown suit on. Go put it on.
Did we all say the Lions?
Lions sweep.
Get your shine box.
That Micah Parsons trade didn't do a whole lot. I kind of like it.
Get your...
Get your what?
Get your shine box.
You got that?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Now go get my shine box. And it was on.
Next question. The last question before we go to our NFL questions. What is the Bears' overall record this year?
Yes. The Bears' overall record.
The Bears will win.
Again, unfortunately, okay, there were two pieces of information for me that we didn't have the last time we did this. Number one was Aaron Rodgers. Number two was Micah Parsons. Or as Jerry calls him, Michael. I wish it was some dude named Michael Parsons because now I've got them at 8-9.
What'd you have them at before?
I thought they could be a 10-win team. Whew. Could be. That could be.
I like how Grady's looking.
I got no problem with optimism.
All right, so that's cool. Yeah, 7-10. Yep. 7-10.
Okay.
And 7-10, I want to point out, I've got them being 2-2 heading into the bye week. And then the pivotal game for me is that Washington game. I'll be wrong if they win at Washington. But if they lose at Washington, 7-10.
I got the Bears at 8-9 this year, and my number one reason is because they play some of the best teams in the NFL twice this year.
Yeah.
Those teams in their backyard. They're also at Washington, at the Bengals, at the Ravens, at Philadelphia, at San Francisco. So 8-9. 8-9.
That Ravens Bengals.
Yeah. You know what else? They're going to win one of those, I do believe.
Here's the problem is also, I feel like there are some, you know how in the tournament you have certain rules that you follow, like an 11-5 upset, for example, a 14-3. I feel the same about the NFL schedule in that every team is given to usually lose a game that they should win, even by your best prediction, and win a game that you thought they were going to lose. That's the problem. Like, what if you can figure out those two, then you're playing with house money.
What's the game you think they could win that they're supposed to lose?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, okay, this is my initial reaction after the information I had. That's what I had. But I know this is going to be wrong based on those things.
I like that at San Francisco. If things are going the way I think the offense is going,
I have that as a duh.
They've got a fighting chance in that game.
Will they cover George Kittle this year? That's the question. Don't
will
go
they
back.
Cover anyone?
Yeah, that was
George
whoa.
Kittle wasn't even healthy.
That was an education.
They weren't covering him.
They weren't covering anyone.
No, they weren't.
All right, Twitch has them at tying 6 games. That's good to know.
Oh, okay. That's good. My Chicago Bears are going to finish 8-9. I think after this year, we're going to be confident about the quarterback, confident about Ben Johnson.
Say,
that's
my
going to
overtaking, Chicago Bears.
Yeah, my
and
Chicago
the,
Bears.
The Bears will take the North.
No. You can't do both.
Yeah,
I'm doing both.
You can't. No,
watch me.
No,
watch. Baby T.
Baby T's Chicago Bears are going 9-8 and missing the playoffs by one game.
The meatballs out.
What's
but he did say they're missing the playoffs.
By one game. One like whole game.
That's like a half a meatball right there. That's a meatball without the sauce.
Guys, this Micah Parsons thing is a real buzzkill.
It's fine.
Buzz Killington?
It'll be fine in a couple of
for
years.
For who?
3 years, 4 years.
Wait, it's a buzzkill, so are you unhappy about it?
Yeah, man.
I'm sorry.
It's a buzzkill for the schedule predicting segment.
Oh, right.
It had more like mystery.
I see what you're saying.
Precision.
All right, on to the next.
We have three more questions. Oh. We are done with the Bears question, unless you want to put the Bears in one of these questions. Bears.
No.
Next question. Who wins the NFC and goes and represents the NFC in the Super Bowl?
Can I tell you something? So again, I'm like, the NFC is wide open. It's usually a team that you don't predict is going to win the NFC, is going to win it, but they made some noise in the playoffs the year before. Challenging, say, the Philadelphia Eagles in an excellent game.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
So I was like, oh, what makes me look kind of crazy? What's a risk I could take? The Rams.
Rams are a good pick.
So
The Rams are right there.
That's what I went with. The Rams. But then Albert Breer had the same thing, and now I feel like a cheater.
Breerzy?
I don't think the Eagles are going back. So I looked around, and I thought, is anybody from the NFC North going to the Super Bowl? I was like, no. Is anybody from the NFC South going to... I couldn't even get that out with a straight face. My bad. So I went over to the NFC West. I started squinting real hard. And what I came up with was the Rams. Because, like, that's a team. Their coach, the quarterback, if he's healthy, they're good.
Okay. I am going... Are we doing both NFC and AFC?
I think like just Super NFC Bowl right now.
Oh, just NFC. Okay. Yeah. Didn't want to ruin it. I am going with the Eagles. I do believe, like, there's just too much talent in that organization. We all saw, I mean, that was dominant what they put on. I get it. Like, it's tough to get back in. It's tough to repeat all of that stuff. But I cannot deny the Eagles, who will be 1-0 after tonight.
My brain says Eagles. My heart says Lions. But because I want to seem so smart in this time capsule, give me the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I think that offense is going to be electric this
year. Interesting.
You should have Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I like the pick. I do.
I do not.
I'm not saying it because, Marshall, Shocker. I disagree with you, and Robbie, I've been agreeing with you all day. My bold prediction this year, Baker Mayfield, MVP, Tampa Bay Buccaneers going to the Super Bowl.
Wow. Look at that.
Baker is the MVP.
They're in passing yards last year. They got some weapons on offense.
I mean, I'm aware. It's just, here we were all talking about Joe Burrow probably getting it retroactively for last year, you know?
Mid-season resurgence.
Two-minute drill here. Who wins the AFC quickly?
Bills.
The aforementioned Joe Burrow and the Bengals.
Baltimore.
Give me the Chiefs.
Buffalo Bills.
And the last question we will have on fire, on file. Who wins the Super Bowl this year?
Bills.
Give me the Bengals.
Baltimore.
Wow, everyone's AFC because I'm going with the Chiefs again. Travis Kelce runs into the sunset.
So they've got all the quarterbacks. They've got all the quarterbacks.
For me, the formula in the AFC is this. Jalen Ravens, Chiefs, and Bills. You're going to get tired of me saying it all the time, but tell me when it's wrong.
Bills Mafia, Buffalo Bills.
And that right there, time capsule. We'll find out in a couple months how wrong everyone is. Great job, everyone.
May I just say, too, that if you want more, because we have some slightly different questions Dan Weider and I do, and they take the North podcast. So if you download that right now, I'll just tell you the extra categories that we had. Breakout player, most disappointing player.
Is this the NFL or just the team?
No,
the
Bears. Just Bears.
Okay,
just Bears.
Bears, yeah, most disappointing.
I know. Can you believe Weider had that? I'm like, what are you doing to us? We got to walk in that locker room, man.
I like it. It's spicy.
That's going to be a battle.
Oh, it was very uncomfortable.
Very spicy.
Signature win is also one, and team MVP.
Oh, all right. Yeah, so that's take your the north.
Tooney for MVP.
There was one of us who, well, I don't want to give it away. Now, there was one of us who did choose Joe Tooney as MVP. There's three. Studzinski joined us as well.
I think you just said who chose.
I guess I just did.
Yeah, you just kind of remember.
It's supposed to be a tease, Mark.
Well, you know, in a tease, you guys know this, being in television and whatnot, you give a little bit, little sound bite, little something for you to chew on.
Studs
so, yes.
The sacrificial lamb in the tease.
No.
His take gets thrown into the...
It's a bailout answer is what that is. I'm going to go with the multi-time Pro Bowl left tackle. Okay, Studs, really going out on a limb there. Safe choice, pal.
So, that said, let's give you another tease. Brett Coleman, he does great work with NFL Film Study. He is the creator of All 32, the co-host of the Bootleg Football Podcast. He is coming up next with Raheemy and Harris with Mark Grody on The Score.